I think I kind of like Steven doing customer service the entire time we're doing this podcast.
I mean, if that's really what you
Steve,
want.
Steve, throw your headphones on. Let's hear you, dude.
I like. Ooh.
What's up, Steve?
Wow, this is way more interactive than I thought.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
This is my very first time.
I don't know how to do what you guys are doing.
Just throw that ass in a circle. Do it for the TikTok.
But
throw your ass back for a TikTok.
Yes, Steven.
Nice, Steve.
For those listening, he spun around in a circle. Male.
Wow.
For our audio listeners.
Yes. Male, attractive male spins in circle.
All right, computer's going away.
We got the real Steve here today. No French Steve today. We could talk about that later. We could talk about that later. Doesn't it make you want to talk a little bit more quiet, like kind of like softer?
We were actually commending John on doing this for you so you don't yell in the microphone the
it's
entire time.
It's for all people involved.
It's really strange to hear you so softly in my ear.
Is it weird?
Is it a little intimate?
Here we are, another podcast. This is our first podcast where we have our guests in the building.
Squadcast.
Desi and Steven are
Episode
here.
Episode 1.
And the fifth squad member is here as well.
And we're revealing his name at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, so make sure you stay tuned to the very end.
Listen to the entire 38-hour podcast. Mm-hmm.
So I asked the internet to ask you guys a bunch of weird questions.
Oh, good boy.
Oh.
Just us or all
Yeah,
of
I was
us
like, hey, I got
whole.
Fucking Steve. I was like, hey, can we ask them some questions? What do you guys really want to know? You know, your guys' your video on your Perkins channel is so fluffy, lovey-dovey. What's the real tea, dude? What's the drama with you guys? So that's what they gave me? I don't know what it says.
That's
yet.
What you asked?
Yeah, I was like, let me get the hard-hitting questions, dude.
The hard-hitting.
This is not how they got us over here.
This
they did not,
not
start
we...
the conversation
no,
of, hey, we're going to put you on blast.
I was not involved
Are
in
we going to, you guys have to answer the same questions though, right?
Well, I don't know if how's the pregnancy sex going to apply to me and Katie.
You never know.
For those of you listening, John is blushing right now.
I'm just very hot, dude. I'm fucking hot as fuck.
He started sweating,
dude. He almost didn't make it to this podcast. That's how hot he was.
Is there anything like you're intimidated on for the baby being born? Is there something you're scared of? Are you scared of shitting yourself? Are you scared of?
I'm not really scared of shitting myself because that's something you do all the time, right? I mean, it's not.
You shit yourself all the time?
Well, not myself.
This
but
is not something that I'm privy to.
Those are the sharky days.
Well, you're not, I'm scared of two things. One, my first pee and or shit after birth.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because what if you...
You're saying it's going to be real.
What if you have
Have you ever
a
heard
tear?
Of tearing, my dude?
Only from you guys. I hadn't heard of it before.
Okay,
I've learned so much from you guys that I feel... School failed me.
That makes me pucker up.
So what I've heard is that the first, you know, bathroom visit after that can be very painful. And then the second thing that scares me is not even, I don't even think about the labor part. I'm more so just having the responsibility of having a baby 24/7, like a little
Like everything
human.
That happens after that.
Yeah, like I freak out already. I'm going to be that person that's like, is he's breathing, right? Like he's okay. Mm-hmm. That kind of feeling, that like that fear for the rest of my life, the
like
worry.
Just waking up in the middle of the night, like popping up and like running to his bedroom kind
yes.
of thing. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. That's
like this is a full-time responsibility.
Yes, this is
yeah.
real.
We're in incubation period right now. And then he's coming.
He's
I'm
chilling.
Not gonna lie, I kinda got a little nervous that he was coming. When was it? When we were talking about it, like
dude, it's like 9 weeks.
I said, he could be here in less. So.
Yeah, but last time I saw you guys, I was like, well, what are we doing? Like,
how are we preparing?
Like, I was like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, what's the plan here?
It's like very soon. I don't know if you guys have realized that. Or you guys know? You guys probably know. You're
oh,
living
know.
It.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the timeline. Yes.
Once I did the math the other day and I posted it on my Instagram, I was like, whoa.
Like 9 weeks is coming.
Desi's in a cool spot right now. She wakes up at like 1 a.m. and starts cleaning the kitchen for like no reason.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a... I'm rolling into the nesting phase. Do you know what the nesting phase is, John?
No, what's that?
It's when you want everything to be perfectly in order and you just start organizing and cleaning. And
is it for the baby to feel
yeah.
comfortable? Like that's what you're trying to do?
It's
or just so you're ready?
It's just so you're ready. And
you don't have
everything.
To do it after.
You're creating the environment,
I think.
I think
it's just something we go through.
Can you come to our house and nest a little bit?
Yeah, come nest. Because he's going to be there too.
I'm like, where was this nesting like for the last 10 years of our relationship?
Oh baby.
Is that where we're entering?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big T, dude.
Yeah, this is, anyway.
Do you think that postpartum depression, so it's you're so attached to the baby now. I don't know anything about it. I'm learning everything
from
you.
Well, there's so, I mean, I think there's a lot of reasons that you could have, you can't control that, obviously. It's just a
It's just you miss the feeling of being
pregnant. Think about all the hormones that are going on right now. Yeah. It's like, and then you just have a hormonal imbalance, and it just comes down to hormones, I think.
The levels change. But there are some like theories out there of how you can stop postpartum depression.
Really?
I mean,
well, people eat their own placentas.
I don't know if it stops it, but they say some people, they say that it could help.
How did you guys learn about all this? Because I feel like you've learned so much. How did you learn? Because I feel like there's so many different opinions on how to have a baby, like shit, like placenta shit. How do you learn and how do you know that it's right? Is it parents?
Parents, other parents, Google doctor, you ask your doctor.
What to expect. It's an app that we have on our phone, and it kind of tells you every week by week, like what the changes are, what you're doing. Yeah. But then a lot of it is just advice from other people who have had kids.
I like to get the real tea from people who have given birth.
The real tea.
Like recent birth too,
recent
though, right?
Recent birth.
Yeah.
I want to know all the stuff. I want to know all the things that you just don't think are going to happen. You have people don't like to talk about.
Like the fluff that they don't show on like the movies.
It's like the tampon commercials, how everything is so like...
They're dancing. They're always dancing.
They do that with pregnancy too. Like, and it is a beautiful thing, but there's also some scary shit.
Some real stuff. I feel like Instagram has helped with that a little bit, right? Like actually real people kind of showing stuff that can really happen after like mom's wearing like diapers or whatever. You have to wear like pads and stuff, right?
You got to do Kegels.
Yeah.
You could pee your pants very easily after baby.
I'm learning so much. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, like sneeze, and then you could just pee. I'm doing Kegels right now.
Desi.
John's leaving.
Doctors are sneaky, too.
That's actually a really good idea for a t-shirt.
It's a natural. I'm doing Kegels right now. Can I get some profit off of that?
Yeah, dude. I'm doing Kegels. That one?
That'd be a good
one. Or like a good coffee
That's
mug.
A good conversation starter.
Right?
I like that.
You walk into Starbucks.
Like
and
an icebreaker.
I definitely get the conversation started.
I was going to say doctors are kind of sneaky too because they don't give you all the information until like a day before you need it. Like they don't want to scare you.
They're not trying to overwhelm you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not sneaky, but they don't want to tell you everything right away up front.
Yeah.
Are you worried about how it's going to change our relationship?
Ours?
Yeah.
No.
John's worried. Are you worried, honey?
A little bit.
No.
What worries you about?
Like, are we going to need to have kids to hang out with you?
No, not at all.
No.
Are you going to be like kids only, guys? Kids only or not?
He's a squad member, dude.
Our kid's going to be a cool kid.
You can still crash the birthday parties without a kid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We're not going to be like the weird uncle that has like no kids.
I'm just thinking, here's my prediction. I think you guys are going to get pregnant in the next year.
Whoa.
T.
She said it first, dude.
Whoa.
I said it here first. I'm just saying like one day it's going to be like, oopsie.
10,000 likes on this video and it happens.
Steven.
There you go.
Steven.
I mean, listen, I think it's only right that the squad, you know, like grows together.
Yeah.
Don't you want the kids to be similar in age, like a year apart, maybe 2 years apart? I'll give you that. 2 years.
She said I can have 2 years.
Yeah, you can have 2 years. But like, think about our future trips to Switzerland.
That way, you're like, oh my God, your boy or girl has like a little protector, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like their friends. He's not gonna get bullied at
school. I feel like he's gonna have really quick reflexes, like Steven.
I like that.
Like he's gonna be like, ah.
I'm the slowest person in the world with the fastest reflexes.
Yeah, he's gonna like not wear shoes ever.
I don't know how Steven's slow and fast at the same time. I just don't know.
It's called balance, baby.
Yeah. Jesus.
So, you know, big news number two, Desi launched like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, yes.
Do you guys have a full plate or what?
Yeah.
It's stacking up.
I'm crazy, I think. I think I'm crazy.
You've always been crazy, so it's good.
I've always been crazy, but now I'm realizing, oh, shit.
Like, this is all happening like at the same time.
Yeah. Exciting things.
Yeah.
But
pretty big shit.
There's not a lot of things you want to do at the same time as being pregnant, especially when you're very emotionally involved.
Yeah.
When you were planning the brand, you didn't know, I mean, you weren't pregnant or anything. Like, it was way, way before,
yeah,
right?
I couldn't plan my life around, am I going to be pregnant, am I not? Yeah. Because at this point, I've been trying to get pregnant for 6-ish, 7 years. So there were so many things I was planning, like, oh, I don't want to do this because what if I get pregnant? And then finally, I was like, you know what?
I just got to keep it going.
I got to keep it going and see where the chips may land. And they just happened to land.
And the chips said, this is what you're getting. This is what you're getting. Yeah. Steven, good one, dude. Yeah. I will say, though, that
I'm glad launch happened right before I entered my third trimester.
Yeah.
Because
now you're sleepy.
I'm exhausted.
You know what I like about you right now?
What?
How much you like to eat.
Yeah.
I love to eat.
I feel like we're really like all, the whole squad is on board with this now.
The first time we're all
you
on
didn't
the
like
same
me
diet.
In my first trimester though.
Oh my God, you're like, I'm just like craving like grapefruit. I
was craving
carrots
only.
Carrots and broccoli.
Yeah, so good.
You guys hated me. John thought we were going to be donut buddies.
I thought we were going to each gain like 50 pounds, but that didn't happen.
Well,
I gained it.
What do you mean? You think I didn't gain it?
What, like 4 or 5 pounds, dude?
Are you
What'd you gain, dude?
I started, okay.
You're still working out.
I am, but I started at 120. Mm-hmm. I am now, the last time I weighed myself, which I'm sure I've gained since, because you gain a week, you gain like a pound a week after.
So you're like 125.
No. How much do you think I weigh?
129.
Come on.
131.
Come on.
141.
Nope.
More?
Yeah.
142. Seriously, dude? 200?
He said, fuck this. Let's go to 200.
He said, full send. Let's go.
I think I'm like probably 155 by now. 154 last time we checked.
Last time you weighed in, 154.1.
154.5. That was like a week and a half ago.
Does it freak you out seeing like
when
such
I saw
a big change?
When I saw the number, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a little jarring to see something you've never seen before, but right. It's also not...
It's like part of the process.
I fucking killed you, 154, dude. Jesus. Gotta be kidding. I'm 254 right now.
You are. Not true.
Steven, have you gained LBs since I've gotten pregnant?
I'm kind of floating around the same spot. I think I've gained about like 4 pounds.
Floating around the same spot as me? Like 154?
I wish. It's like high school wrestling days
like
right
the
there.
Junior high
See, I have
junior
champion
high.
Weight.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's fighting weight, dude. You look good, though, Steve.
Thanks, John. I appreciate that.
Steve's been working hard, dude.
Trying 3 days a week, but the diet's not there.
Dude, the diet, dude.
It's the diet.
I feel like I can work out, like I can keep up with that, no problemo. Love it, love to see it, but then it's just like.
But then it's just like chocolate chip cookies.
And then it's like, dude, I need a chocolate chip cookie right now.
And
this is actually my
goldfish.
Second one.
Don't forget to mention the goldfish.
The goldfish.
The number
I got
one
a box
snack.
Of Cheez-Its next door right now that have my name on it.
Are you guys doing Baby Moon?
We want to, but where are we gonna go?
Are we invited or is it just
I think it's
expected.
Like a private
That's
thing,
like
John.
A. It's like a honeymoon situation, John. Oh, you want to be invited to that?
You want to come to
he
the honeymoon?
He would like to be invited.
I think if you guys were going to honeymoon again, we'd probably be invited.
I think now that we did rooms. The last video and we know all we know about each other's freaky deaky side, then no surprises, right?
We did do like a sex Q&A mm-hmm. for some reason.
Yeah.
Up on Desi's channel, hopefully.
If we could all go on a trip together right now, where would you guys want to go?
No Rona. Rona doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Because we can't leave anywhere.
I kind of picked one. I kind of picked one.
I don't
one.
Know why.
Is it a new spot or is it an old spot?
It's a new spot. It's a new spot.
Oh, really? I was going to say Switzerland again, but if we're going
to Switzerland-esque.
Where?
Oh.
Iceland.
Oh, okay. Is that where it's green?
That's where we were going to go, but we went to Morocco instead.
Yeah.
They went to Morocco. I just feel like it would be very cool. Like, I feel like we're good in cars together, and I feel like it's a lot of excursions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we could handle it.
I like that.
You know, outdoorsy.
Very outdoorsy. Very. I think everything is like kind of far apart, but I feel like we could handle it.
Remember when we thought we were going to take the car in Switzerland instead we did the train and how much better was that?
Oh my God, know? It was so
was
much
cute.
Fun.
We need to do that.
Our trips together were super cute.
Do you look back at like sometimes when I go to post on stories, it'll have like memory from like 2 years or last year or something. And I'm like, that seems so, like the world is so different now. It seems so far away and almost like
a dream,
like a completely different world that we were living in. Even just seeing myself dressed up like for an event or something, I was like, who
how
is
many
that?
Times did we get on flights together?
So many.
Whoa. And like we always were sitting next to each other. And I always think of our routine of how sanitary we were even then before the Rona.
And I remember people kind of gave me shit.
People
you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People
Pull
made
off
fun
those
of
wet
us
wipes.
For cleaning and for the putting wipes. The wet wipes and like the whole situation.
You know,
when we were going to Morocco, I think we got on the plane and we were wiping the thing down and everyone was looking at us like, hey, can we get some of those?
Oh,
no, the guy next to us is like, you guys are freaking me out. When we went to go visit you, remember?
Yeah.
This guy's like, you guys are freaking me out because we were cleaning the plane. I was wearing a mask. This is early stages.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? And he's like, I don't know. You're freaking me out. And I was like, you want a wet wipe? And he's like, yeah.
Dang, that's when you were handing out wet wipes. That must have been early on.
People
you don't do that anymore.
You can still walk into a CVS and buy them.
Dude. No, I remember when I first wore a face mask, but it was like, we had the N95s from like the fires just in the garage, like a box of them. Mm-hmm. So they're like the heavy duty ones with like the little freaking fan looking thing in the front. Mm-hmm. And I wore one of those into Gelson's with like dish gloves because it's the only gloves that I had.
You did not wear dish gloves.
I swear I wore it. This is like before they enforced the mask. Mm-hmm. But like, I was like, actually, like, I was like kind of scared, yeah. you know? So I was just like, okay, whatever, I'm going to do it. Like, just do it, you yeah. know?
Katie, can we talk about how only you and I would go to the grocery stores?
Oh my God, me and Steven were the only ones. Well, she had an excuse.
Yeah. She did have an
but
excuse.
But her ass wouldn't have gone anyway. Yeah, would she not. Wouldn't have gone to the groceries anyway.
I just did it out of solidarity with Desi.
Yeah. John and I are not the grocery store people. That's you guys.
Wait, no. Steven and I ran into each other like several times during several Corona times. Time. Like heavy Corona time. Like yeah. don't, well, I guess technically you're not supposed to leave the house still, but.
We were going to the heavy, grocery store. I we guess. Had to provide for our family.
Yeah, we had to provide for the family.
You were also going to the plant store.
That oh, is dude, true. The nursery.
We ran into you a few times there.
The nursery.
We didn't know if we were running out of produce. We got to grow our own produce.
That's true. I guess that's a form of food.
Well, the nurseries became hot. Like, you couldn't even get a parking spot at the nursery anymore.
No.
Everyone picked up gardening now. That's mm-hmm. the way to go. I haven't bought a tomato in so long.
Dude, when I look up, I see so many red tomatoes.
It's like you can't eat them fast enough.
But I'm not going up there. I literally won't go.
You've abandoned your garden.
I'm abandoning my garden.
You've been officially. You've been overthrown.
Officially.
You heard it here first.
It's Chernobyl up there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude. The one bed is still kind of thriving, like the tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah.
I do not fucking care about it anymore. I'm like, you turned on me.
The powdery mildew, man.
Dude,
that's
and you know, the last, I had so many baby butternut squash mm-hmm. and the powdery mildew was on the other side. And when I went back up there, it was like all over the butternut. And I was like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
I literally said, fuck you. And then I walked away.
Our pumpkin patch got decimated.
Our oh, pumpkin did? Patch? Yeah. It's
the mildew?
Trash. Oh, yeah. It literally looks like it's rotting.
Dude, that's what mine looks like,
it's
too.
It's really bad. I can't even work out next to it anymore. It devastates me.
Oh, my God.
Even at the highest you know levels what? Of produce, it's just, dude. It's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
It's just nice to know you're not the only one.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, we're with you, Katie. This bobby pin is digging into my head. Okay, there we go.
What do we got over there, John?
I mean, there's a lot. So I know that you guys have a first name. I'm not going to press you the first name. I know it's John. Is there a middle name picked out?
We got the last name.
Yeah, the last name's
solid.
We do
have the
we're
last
go with
name.
Perkins.
That was an easy choice.
Is there a middle name picked out, or are you guys still floating that?
I thought we were still workshopping.
We're still workshopping, John. I'm waiting for suggestions from you.
Oh, from me?
Yeah.
He want to check his notes. You think he has a notes going for like possible?
Would you be open to a possible sponsored middle name?
How much are you paying?
Whoa, dude. What's the number, dude? Mm-hmm. Throw the number. 50 million? What would you take it?
It's got to be up there.
But it's got to be a good name, too. It can't be like Cheese It. Blank Cheese It Perkins.
Well, what about Goldfish?
That could be cute.
Goldfish Perkins.
That's kind of cute, dude.
Wow.
Kind of vintage Americana.
Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge
did you
Farms
hear that?
Holler at us.
Yeah. Big sponsor, dude. Big sponsor.
They can do it. So would you guys ever go on a trip with us again?
What? We just talked
what
about
kind
it.
Of question is that?
Of
yes,
we
100%.
Would.
Like share a room together, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we used to
would
get two.
Would you do that with us?
We haven't changed. We're the same old G's.
Yeah, but we will have, what if we have a baby now?
Are you noticing John's like nervous?
He is a little nervous. John, he's nervous. I would share a room with one bathroom with you guys. That's how
wow, that's
confident
cool.
I am.
That means you don't get your own shit bathroom.
Wow, dude, that's vacation. Love, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have any friends that have babies necessarily mm-hmm. currently. So I'm just wondering if they all leave me because they have a baby. They don't fuck with me no more. Because I swear, I smoke figs nonstop. I have lived kind of a reckless lifestyle. You know, I'm constantly online gambling and drinking.
When has John been reckless?
Never.
He's like,
never.
What? I'm constantly just fucking online.
Porn.
Cocaine. I understand why they leave.
His OnlyFans account.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Your OnlyFans account.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell them about that.
How's your Cash App doing these days?
It's, you know, with the OnlyFans, things are going pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why I got the second office. It's not from the merch. It's from the OnlyFans. Can you imagine, dude? Steve, would you do OnlyFans?
I would not.
Oh, I thought no. He was going to say I would. No. I would.
Is it? It's a guy's thing, too? It's not just for girls?
I don't know.
Is it only for sex or like that kind of shit? Like, is it only for nude stuff?
I've never actually been on OnlyFans. Have you?
Okay. So I posted a picture of my foot the other day.
Yeah.
With like a hole in my sock. You know,
was
my toe was sticking
only
out.
Fans material?
And like so many people messaged me because I was like, oh, this is how I feel about having a meal prep because I had a fat hole in my sock, right? Everybody was like, dude, you need to save that for OnlyFans for like the foot fetish section.
What?
Like, whoa. You could make some money off the picture of that foot. And I was like,
should we test it?
I was
that
like,
should be
wait.
That should be a video. We
what
test
if, what if we just
random
make
photos to see if
only
we'll make
fans
money
account.
Should I make
you guys aren't on it and it's just like random feet?
Yeah.
What if it's just shit we like to look at instead of it being us? We just find fucking toe things, porn things, and we just put them up like a curated thing. almost like a repost account.
You want to curate a repost an account.
Yeah, we're like a old school Anastasia Beverly Hills, but for OnlyFans. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just repurposing.
Throwing
material.
It out there, dude. I'm just workshopping the idea. You guys can shit on it if you want.
What's the account called?
Only Junes. I don't know.
What else is new with you guys? Anything new and exciting?
I mean, more than what I've already said.
Yeah.
Besides, a baby.
Yeah, like you got anything else?
I wonder if you can hear me heavy breathing in this.
She's
mic
trying
a
to take
bit.
Up pottery.
I know that. Oh my god! Yeah, that got.
Do you regret telling John that? Like, he's really kind of like.
I can't say anything around John.
He's
just
really running with
me
it.
Across the face.
She came up with a new idea though,
dude.
She's repurposing old.
Listen, here's one thing you all should know about me by now. I do not sit still with my activities. You know, I like to keep doing things, gardening. Building brands, starting different lines,
building
having babies,
sets.
Building swing sets. Oh, my next thing is I want now to build an art studio for all my pottery I'm about to be doing, John.
You want to build the fucking studio
she
now.
Wants to build an art studio, yes.
Yeah.
In the house.
Oh, at home.
At home.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, at least it's
where
not.
The living room is right now?
No, actually, I was thinking about
a separate structure.
The master bedroom, the top deck, cause it's so big, but like dead space, nobody uses it. Kind of a notebook situation, you know? Like, I would like to paint up there, do all my fashion sketching, all my designs.
So, you're going
to
enclose it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And then keep like a huge window where like the view is. So, that's cute.
That's actually a good idea. I think that's cool.
Yeah. I don't have like a working space right now. Stephen has an office.
There's enough room for a pottery wheel in there.
Is there another balcony up there too? Flex, multiple balcony flex, but by Marquis area?
Yes, yeah.
So you can kind of connect to me.
But that one's little.
Make them big, dude. Big time.
He said make a
bridge. Should I have hallways?
Yeah, make a bridge. Dude, make a bridge, dude. You got to have
bridge.
An entrance for Marquis too.
Dude, I think I might need to take this ponytail off on this.
Wow.
I don't think I can.
Save it for OnlyFans, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think I can survive because this is digging into my skull.
Well, it's kind of great because you can't even see it in the video.
Oh, God. Yeah. I need to get this off.
It looks heavy. Is it heavy?
Well, it didn't hurt me yesterday, but I think the way I put the clip in, it's digging into my skull.
That can ruin your whole day.
Can I dig through those, John?
Yeah, dude. I would love for you to ask some of these fucking crazy questions. You might need to hit the refresh, but you probably aren't going to want to ask them because they're heavily involved on you.
Oh, are they? Mm-hmm. I have a good topic.
Talk to me.
Should we do like a guide to what not to say to your pregnant partner?
Ooh. Wow, we're going there.
What do you think, Steven?
We got over like 2 days of you not talking to me for saying the wrong thing. So I think that maybe we don't go there. But
how about this, Steve? You say some shit you don't want to hear from your spouse. And then she could say something she doesn't want to hear from you. It's got to be mutual. Actually, this will get you in more trouble, huh?
This is probably going to get me in more trouble. Oh, I like the questions here.
Yeah, ask a fucking question, dude. Unless Desi wants to say what she wants to say.
If y'all want to stay in the safe zone, then
you better add them, dude. Say what you need to say.
No, I just think I think it can be an educational situation for anyone out there.
All right.
You know, because here's the thing. Not to bring down men or anything like that. This ponytail situation is serious.
Is this fuzzy looking thing a bobby pin?
I think so, yes.
Oh, it's
you gotta pull that
hair.
You gotta pull that out. So I'm just saying to save future relationships.
AKA ours.
Things you don't want to say to your spouse.
AKA maybe you might, you know, when the time comes for you.
It's actually gonna be educational for
me,
so go ahead, yeah.
What you shouldn't say to a pregnant woman.
Like, ow, you're hurting me?
Play it safe, John.
You're crushing me.
Oh, yeah, that's not a good one.
No?
No. I mean, another thing that I think, you know, this is probably pretty common. People, I'm sure, say this all the time, but, you know, I was looking at old pictures of you from the past, and you were so...
Uniquely specific.
You were so tiny. I really took for granted how hot you used to be. That's something if that were to happen, that would be no good.
That's not a good idea.
That is not a good idea.
It'd probably lead to like no conversation for like a day and a half.
Yeah.
What do you think someone might mean by that though?
Yeah.
Being
tiny,
like physically or height wise?
Could it possibly be
you used to be so much shorter. Now you're so tall.
I mean,
your legs are so long.
Yes. I'm on board with that.
That could be a thing.
See, now you're not. Now I thought we were trying to give people good advice here.
I'm trying to save Steve. Not burn him down to the ground.
Oh, here's one. Steven hasn't said this to me, but this is a good one. Like, your nipples have gotten really big. Your areolas are bigger. oh, what's happening with your nipples? That's something you don't want to say. I'm just prepping you, John.
Like, is that normal?
Yes.
What about, is that normal? Not okay? Like, what if you're seriously concerned? like,
John, that's not okay.
What if you're like,
John, hey, I'm letting you know right now. It's not okay.
Like, hey, dude, they're kind of looking like fucking huge sausages right now.
Yeah,
dude.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Should we go see a doctor? Is that something you could say?
No.
You just shut up.
What if you're
dude?
Attracted to that kind of thing?
What if you're like, wow, I love how big your nipples got?
Yeah.
And then they
maybe
go back to
normal.
No.
Just don't bring up, no.
Leave the nipples out of it.
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's the title of this podcast.
Leave the nipples out of it.
That's also a good shirt, dude. I'm doing Kegels right now, and the back could say, leave the nipples
leave
out of
the
it.
Leave the nipples
oh
out of
it. Love when we can help with this workshop meeting.
Right, dude?
Is that what this is? A creative meeting?
Yeah.
It's like an inspo day where we're just throwing things at the wall.
Got it.
And I got two right now.
Yeah.
How do you guys resolve your fights? Is it by like addressing the issue, or you guys just have to pick up life again? Is it like you actually have a moment at the end of the fight?
No, I think we used to pick up just like whatever, but now it's just we address it. And
now we talk about
you're
it.
You're like, hey, I wish you didn't call me a cow.
Yeah.
And then you talk about it and then boom.
And then it's like a joke territory. So now it's like inside joke.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
That's where we're at in this podcast right now.
Yeah. I'm still not bringing it up or talking about it myself.
Steven's not personally bringing it up in conversations.
It's funny. I like where we're at.
He doesn't like to bring it with him everywhere he goes, but, you know. Yeah. It follows him.
It's here.
What about you guys? How do you deal with your...
I think we've gotten to that point now where we communicate it. I think we try to not let it linger for more than a day.
Yeah.
Or, like, we don't take it into the next day.
No.
I think we kind of get rid of it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Unless,
I would say so.
Unless we're so hot in the middle, like, I don't know. Most of the time we have so much shit to get done, I guess we just got to work through it.
Yeah, that's the same, because we all work together. So it's like, what are you going to do? Hold
it's
on
like,
to it?
It's like, can you not do that? Can you not do that, please?
And then you go to sleep, and the next day you wake up, and it's a fresh start.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, shit, what happened last night?
You know, no, I
you're
think
just
when
like,
you're
I wake
younger,
up in the morning, like...
Am I so mad at you? Let me think about it.
Are we cool?
Do a vibe check, like, is everything good?
Are you good?
I think when we're younger, we would, like... hold it in and like hold it for a few days.
You had time back then.
We had a lot more time. Now it's like we don't have time for this shit. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Move on. T.
Steve, you want to ask one of those questions?
Your phone locked. I don't know.
Was there anything good in there, or was it all fucking?
These people are freaks, man. So much sexual
stuff. Oh my god, really?
Yes. Well, then you're gonna have to watch my tutorial then, or get ready with me. That's where that's at.
I feel like when I do like a Q&A, it's like, do you fart in front of John? It's always farting.
That's do it's we fart farting. On each other?
Right, let's see.
Do you fart in their mouth?
Do you enjoy it?
You guys shit in the same room. You guys shit at the same time together.
Steven.
Yes. Why do I get nervous?
When the baby comes out, are you gonna look?
I think I'm going to stay behind the curtain.
Yeah, I think that's best.
What does that mean? So
don't
on her side.
Don't you think he's going to look?
I think he's going to. I 100% think he's going to look.
I legit think he's going to have the drone in the building.
Drone in the building, GoPro on the forehead.
Yeah.
I think the doctor's going to say, oh, we see the head. And then Steven's going to be like,
huh?
I think he's totally going to be like fully immersed in the situation.
I don't
know.
He
might even be down there the whole time.
Do you want me?
Here's the thing. If you were someone who I knew got easily grossed out and then like, you would never be able to see my vagina the same again.
I hear that happens, but I don't think that
I would.
Yeah,
but I just don't think you're that type of person.
No. How are you like with medical shit? Like when you watch ER and stuff?
I'm fine with that.
It's not weird?
No, it's not weird. I'm not going to pass out. Like,
you should look.
Would you look, John? Do you want to look? Not with me, obviously. With me.
I would hope not.
I'm not inviting you.
I don't get the exclusive. I'd do it for the vlog. No, I think I would look.
Really?
Yeah.
I totally think you would not.
If you think you're... I
think on that day, though, it's kind of a fucking big-ass moment, you know?
Yeah.
I think if it was anything else, you wouldn't, but it's like your child's coming out.
Yeah.
I don't think you see... To me, I would think you don't see, like, oh, the vagina. Yeah. I think you see, like, oh, my baby's coming out.
Yeah.
You might be like, wow, there's blood involved or like that. I don't know. There might be that.
There are people that say, like, don't look. It'll ruin you.
Really?
Yeah.
Let us know in the comments down below. Are you guys lookers or non-lookers?
Yeah. Will it ruin you or not?
I don't think it would ruin
me. I don't think so.
I think it's kind of cool.
Steven, will you try my breast milk?
Is that weird to
say? Yeah, he 100% would.
Yes?
Yeah,
he would. No, I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
What's the appeal? Was that not okay? Or what's the deal?
I don't know.
If I don't have any creamer, I might have to hit you guys.
Whoa.
Come on, dude.
Someone said, how has pregnancy affected your time alone?
Well, that's a good question.
Do we ever have time alone?
Here's the thing. Full house.
Oh, full house, baby.
the thing about pregnancy too is also pumps up your sex drive as a woman.
Really?
Does it?
The hormones.
Whoa. So, okay.
Big T.
But
big
the problem, Steven's been dealing with customer service, you know,
so it's lowered his. The customer service lowers
his. He's never
around. Yeah. Desi's just by herself upstairs.
All alone. Noises. I can't.
John.
That's a good one. That was a good flow, John.
Good.
People want to know if you know the baby name already.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, so this makes me very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's why I'm telling
Katie,
you.
Katie, remember when you said no more secrets?
I know. Yeah. I know. I feel like, so I was even scared to, like, even after you guys did the announcement, like, that you were pregnant, I was like, because you know how bad I get anxiety. Like,
I know.
Like, before our dose announcement, the first one, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to post about it. Like, and I would wake up in the middle of the night, like, did I post it? And I was the same way with your announcement. I was like, fuck, dude, I'm going to blow it. Like, I already know I'm going to blow it. And I, like, wake up in the middle of the night thinking that I posted on stories or something, like, oh, my God, you guys, this is pregnant. And, like, I, like, totally fucked up the whole thing. And so, and then after that, it was, like, the gender reveal, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, fuck, dude, now I'm going to blow this one.
And you had family, like, blowing you up.
Oh, my God. Oh, John's mom?
Ooh.
She knows that I know.
Yeah.
Well, she knew you were pregnant.
Yeah.
She knew.
Remember? Well, of course, like, she knew.
Yeah, not from us, though.
Yeah, not.
No, of course she knew. She knows everything.
Well, Mo knows, dude.
She had knew you were trying, and then it was radio silent, so she was like, oh, yeah, she's pregnant for sure.
But
was it
radio silent, though? Because I was still doing the shots, and I was posting.
There was
the
some energy there.
She knew.
Mo just knows everything.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah.
And she didn't even say, like, oh, is Desi pregnant? She was like, so when she do? Like, it was like stuff like that to where.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like me.
She gets me caught up, dude. She gets me caught up.
That's how I find information.
Yep. Smart. Mm-hmm. Works every time.
And so then with the gender reveal, I was afraid to talk about your pregnancy announcement because I was afraid I was going to say he.
Mm.
Fucking shook, dude, you know, right?
I will say, like, overall, the group's pretty good about keeping secrets.
Dude, I don't collabs, say a word. Even if she tells babies. Me something, I don't tell John.
Yeah, she's
I don't,
a vault.
I don't
Katie's
repeat
a vault.
It.
Wow. No cross contamination.
Is that a Scorpio thing? I've heard that's a Scorpio thing. We're really good at keeping secrets. But
oh
yeah.
Oh my God. Weirdest place they've knocked donkeys.
Ooh. I've never even heard
What's
that
a
term
donkey?
Before.
I've never heard knocked donkeys before.
Knocking donkeys.
We'll answer that question if you guys answer that question.
You go first.
No.
We've been answering all the questions.
Yeah. Wait.
Do you want to answer that question?
Where's the weirdest place you've knocked donkeys?
Katie still doesn't know what knocked donkeys is.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm picking up on the cues here.
Read the room.
The weirdest place? I don't know, a car? That's not, like, weird, though. I don't have, like, a public place.
I don't know if we want to talk about that on the podcast.
Okay, see?
Oh,
all of a sudden they're uncomfortable.
Flagged?
Well, I could...
He's flagged. Wait, what?
I'm telling you, when the pressure's on him.
Interesting, when the camera turns on to him.
He's crawling into a little shell now.
Did you just put breast milk in his eye?
Oh, dang, like, John, how weird is the place?
It's not that weird. It's just kind of, I would never do it now, you know?
Yeah.
It's just things you do when you're younger and you don't realize that there's the fucking security cameras, you know? Like,
Oh, are you saying there's a potential sex tape somewhere?
Why are you looking at me like that?
All
right. Look at him right now.
Way to go. Hey, John. Yeah, my
John.
Dude.
That's Steve. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Well, can you let me know offline later then?
Sure, that's fine.
That's been flagged.
It's been
oh
flagged.
My God.
Or has it?
No, that part will be in there.
What about you guys? Now you have to answer.
You guys didn't even answer.
I mean, I threw out an answer, but...
A car.
What kind of car?
A car.
Rental.
Really?
Rental.
A car is like...
An Uber, dude. It was an Uber.
All right. Now we're talking.
If it was an Uber, then that's different. Then that's different. We could talk about that. These people are freaky.
You don't remember what I'm talking
about. Would the Perkins want to do a wife swap for a week?
Wait, why do people suggest that? It's so weird.
It's so weird.
It's such a weird show.
We're moving in.
Yeah. We're
moving in, you guys. Big project coming up. We're moving in with them, and we're becoming nudists.
It's going to be a squad house.
It's kind of like Naked and Afraid, but no fear.
Yeah.
Not on our end, I guess.
But you guys are going to be the only naked ones, Steven, and I will not be nudists.
We'll be afraid.
That's what they said.
You'll be the fearful ones.
The wife swap thing is weird.
Y'all freaks.
It's like a lot of people want to know that. That's strange.
Is that like a thing? Do people do that?
I don't.
I think we, in the movies, the, in the 60s.
The funny thing is that I think the squad's very well balanced. Like, mm-hmm. you know, if we were to swap, there'd be like, we'd kill each other probably. Mm-hmm.
Dude, you and John would...
guys would get nothing done. Yeah. We would fucking fight to the death.
Yeah, we would fight to the death and you guys would get nothing
done.
Steve
and I would be like, did you want to just like watch movies or something? Or like, let's just get pizza, some candy dude. And cool. pizza.
We gonna work today? No.
John and I would be trying to do the most and killing each other.
Yeah. Steve and I would probably go on some like extreme sport and like go offline for like 3 days.
Oh yeah,
days.
We're offline. We're camping. We're here. Desi and John like start their collaboration.
They start a new
brand.
Business.
Yeah, it take off.
We start a new business and it's like a whole. Then we decide to do a reality show around starting our own business. Yeah. And the drama and how much we fight.
Yeah. Do you feel like everybody's pregnant right now?
Yes.
I feel like all of a sudden it was like.
Are you trying to tell us something?
I'm not pregnant right now. I drank a beer last night. Thank you so much. It was very good. First alcoholic beverage I've had in. A long time.
Wow. Oh yeah, it was very good.
It was like, you know, when you're just like at the end of the day, I've never felt this way until this moment where it's like, I need a beer right now.
This is
customer service will do that.
Yeah.
I never was a drinker at night and now I'm like, I need a beer
this
right
is
now.
Steven, yeah. Like at the end of the day at night.
I'll probably need one after this podcast.
Is
no
that,
shade.
That bad, huh?
No, I would like one during the podcast, but it's fine.
Okay.
Steve.
Yes.
What are your favorite pair of Desi sunglasses?
That's a good question. I like Top Shelf. I'm an aviator guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Which colorway?
I'm in the fades or the blacks.
I like the blues. Like
the blues
are
good.
Good.
The blues look
I
very,
can see that
they
blues
look kind of
like
grayish
in a suit.
Him.
Like if I had a nice gray or blue suit on, put those on. Yeah.
You're an aviator bitch.
I wore them in a photo shoot yesterday.
Whoa.
And they were just cute as
fuck. Oh, he
fuck,
had a
dude.
Whole moment. I have to show it to you.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
Just make sure you tag at Desi.
Yeah, for sure. I want that RP.
That RP.
What are your favorite shades? Like, if you only could have one pair, I know it's like
I know which one.
What
2000s?
Yeah, the 2000s, man.
Yeah,
I love the 2000s.
You know what? I like how light they are on my face.
Same. I like that they're the kind of glass that you can wear anytime. Like, they're not too dark.
You know what I think is cool is how good the black pair looks on me.
Yeah, I'm happy you love that pair.
It looks like an aviator on me.
Yeah,
it gives me aviator energy, and I really like that.
The 2000s are my favorite.
I like the gold.
The one
with the
I had
gold.
A really clear vision of the 2000s when I like sketched it out, and so it's like exactly as I envisioned mm-hmm. it.
I think they all look good on me.
This is true.
But I think the gold 2000s are my favorite.
Yeah.
You look really good in those. I like that.
I really liked you in the rose gold the other day with the pink
shirt.
That
was cute, right?
That was a moment.
It's a vibe. What are the big
fallback?
Those probably look the best on me of all of them.
Yeah.
But. If we're gonna do a collab, I'd probably do it based on something like those.
You want
yeah, something like that.
Will we get the exclusives again?
Of course.
Where is our?
Do we have like a theme for the next collection? Like for our next like video when we showcase all of them?
We'll give you some
backdrop
ideas.
Yeah, you'll have to
ideas.
Be in your nudist colony.
Okay. Okay, so we need to be nude in the video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's blurred except the sunglasses. What's one thing as expecting parents you guys really need that you do not have?
Ooh. Ooh.
Good cue, John.
Any budget within moderation.
Any budget.
Is it?
Whoa.
Is there like a stroller you already got? You got stroller?
I do.
Stroller.
Sick ass stroller or what?
Sick ass stroller. The sickest.
The internet's asking. Don't expect any. I don't really do gifts.
We like that about you guys.
Yeah, we do like that.
Do you really like that about us?
I do. Taking that on.
I actually really like that you guys don't do gifts.
Really?
Swear?
I swear.
We feel like the worst people of all time.
No, because it makes me feel now like, okay.
We used to, like, Desi and I would do gifts for, like, anniversary, birthdays,
and now
Valentine's
him and I are
Day,
like,
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
We're more like experience. Same. Like, let's go do something fun. Like, go to the beach for the day.
Well, I think because of
you. Film a podcast.
I think because of you guys, we started getting like
really?
That.
Yeah. We do not do gifts anymore. We just experiences.
Yeah.
I'd rather do that. It's
a lot easier that
it's
way.
It's so much. Actually, not for you because you make the experiences like above and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, you've been birthday. You did really good.
My birthday
good.
Was really good.
Halloween
Your birthday
was really
I mean,
good.
You guys do really good parties, which I think is cool, like as a gift too, you know?
Yeah.
You guys have a diaper genie?
A diaper
we
genie?
We actually do not, we? But I heard that those are kind of like, eh.
What is it? Is that just store it?
How do you know about that?
That's the only thing I know about.
It's like, so in the middle of the night, you can just throw it in there. You don't have to worry about it stinking, and then you could just take it out in the morning.
Oh, so it's a trash can. It's a fancy
it's
trash can.
It's a fancy trash can. But I heard but they still stink up. I don't know.
I'd be taking that shit out. Right? Wait, they poop a lot though, right? Like every hour?
During the night. So I would probably just put it in a bag, and then in the morning I would just throw it out.
I'd throw it out on the doorstep, no lie.
Just right out just the window out and then the pick window. It up in the morning.
That's how the plague was started.
Steven has left the frame.
Oh my God.
It's true.
Right?
Do you want to know the kind of people John and I have been for the past 4 weeks?
Who?
Our trash cans have been on the curb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa, were those?
You don't bring them back
dude,
in?
I literally, this morning, I was like, John, you can get fined for that. I can't be that neighbor right now. Yeah. And he wouldn't help me bring them up, so I brought them up. But yeah. I had to bring them up this morning. Yeah, I know he's making a face right now, but he also has nothing to say.
He doesn't want to admit it.
I also didn't need them to be up. They were fine.
I mean, you got to put them back down next week.
Dude, yeah.
That sounds like a personal choice.
Literally,
that
we've been the people that have.
So when you got to take your trash out, you walk it down to the trash can?
If there's like one bag of McDonald's, yeah, I'll just walk it down.
Can I just say I don't blame you because you have like a hill situation?
Dude, the hill.
Thank you.
You know, I usually would do it after the gym. I would come home Friday morning. And I would sprint up the hill
post-workout,
with like, yeah, a little post-workout because wow. I'm already kind of juiced. But I haven't been going home
but
after the gym.
But now you're working out.
And it's been like 115 degrees and I'm kind of like, fuck you. That. You know, a little
trash
bit.
Trash can stay down.
I'm hoping the trash can's just melt.
Yeah. They're getting close to melting. Wait, so we didn't figure out anything that you guys like need.
Diaper Genie.
Is there something you want?
Do you have a baby monitor?
Here's one.
If we got you a
you
gift, what would it be?
You could get us like the traditional, I'm like, you know, I'm just saying if you know the friend who's trying to get us like a gift.
Yeah.
Like get our baby like a little traditional Mexican bracelet.
Oh, okay.
You know, like
that's cute.
Like the ID tags.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah, those are cute.
That's cute.
Is that Mexican or just like?
Well, I don't know. I just say that because I'm Mexican and we all had that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, Steven had one too. So it's not Mexican thing. I don't know why
right,
I said that.
I have it just, on right now.
What did it say?
Right here?
It says his address, and it says he belongs
in case we lose
to
him.
Me.
Stephen
in case
Perkins
we lose him.
And my original address. My
Wait,
home
that's
phone
your
number.
Baby one.
Yeah. Is that your P.O. box? Or?
Oh, I thought that was the one I got you. No, that's actually his little kid one.
Yeah. That's cute. Yeah. It fits?
Yeah. Wait, that's big for when you were little.
But you can. This is on the biggest setting. You can take it all the way down.
Wait, the whole chain was, that whole bracelet was from when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't realize that was actually the one you were wearing. That's a cute thing.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's cute.
I thought that was new for some reason.
John, you're good with jewelry. I got him a new one
for me. I just put on the old one.
I got him a big boy one.
Yeah. John likes his jewelry.
I support that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. John will probably get the necklace, the bracelet, and he'll put his address
on
it.
He's going to have one of these.
I'm going to get one too, dude.
It's gonna say,
we all got one. We all got one. And I'll have it up on the site.
He'll sell them.
Anyway, we can help John.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun.
Anything else you guys want to leave people with?
Anything else you want to
talk about?
Stool
samples.
I thought I was going to get a little more out of you guys here.
Ask away, fucker.
Okay. Let's leave them. Let's leave them with one last question.
Go for it, dude.
In your ideal world, mm-hmm. when do you see yourself having a kid? Like if you were to envision it right now.
For me, without looking at his face.
Yeah.
I would say for me, my timeline.
Yeah.
2 years tops.
Yeah. Like tops, like you want to have it in the next 2 years.
Yeah. I'm like, what? How old am I? I'm turning like 32 this year, dude. Right? Am I?
Guys, you're so young. I don't know. You look 25 to me. Yeah.
Good answer, John.
I think maybe 26 this year.
See, he does that, but I know, I don't feel like he means it.
Mean it, John.
I said it. I said what I said. I think 2 years for me too.
Like, yeah.
I feel so, I feel like you're always fucking doing shit, and it's, like, so hard, but
it's always,
like...
You're always going to be doing shit.
Honestly, if you guys can start a fucking brand like that and have a baby at the same time, I feel like anything's possible. So.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. I feel like you've given me a little bit more courage.
Plus,
yeah.
We're a pack, you know, so...
Yeah.
Pack takes mentality. A village.
She's like, listen, we need a play date, buddy, period.
I'm not one to pressure anyone, you know? I'm just curious. I've always wanted to know, and I think... I've been asked, we've always talked about it.
Yeah.
And I will say it started off as like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And every year that I ask,
it gets closer
and you guys are a little bit more into the idea.
Yeah.
And so this was my yearly ask.
This is the yearly ask.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like, obviously there's so many like outside pressures, right? I block all that out, block all of it out. And I think like, okay, like my actual personal like timeline, like where I'm at and everything. And I'm like, okay, I'm turning like 32. We're turning 32, right?
There's no way to know for sure.
31, 32, something like that.
There's no way to know for sure.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, you know, it's, we've been saying a few years, I think, since we got married. Mm-hmm. So
everyone says that.
Yeah. And it's been like 7 years. So.
Well,
probably a couple years.
I guess it's just, I think it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah.
At this point.
Just... I think she's going to be, we're going to catch her like in your nightstand poking holes or something.
Oh boy.
Can you imagine if you.
Yeah, I could. I literally can see it right
Lock
now.
Lock the side drawer down. Yeah.
I can saying, literally see
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, like, you know, baby squad member needs a baby squad friend.
Do you think we would have a boy or a girl?
I think it's gonna be a girl. I think it's gonna be a girl.
I think it's gonna be a girl too.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a girl.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. Just, you know, a parent knows.
Here we go.
You have a sister and
two brothers. Yeah.
And you have all brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just gonna load the deck and it's gonna be a girl.
I think because my mom was like, you should definitely have a boy. You, with what you have going on, the way you're set up. I think it would just be like a freaking, you know how like weird shit happens to me sometimes?
Or it might be twins.
Unfortunate shit.
Yeah. Yeah. When everybody's like, oh, you don't want a girl, dude.
Yeah.
I think that would happen to me.
Oh, that you'd have a girl?
Yeah.
I didn't want a girl at first, but now I'm warmed up to the idea.
Yeah. Okay. I think she'd be pretty chill,
though. So I'm just trying to plan when I should have my next kid so that way.
I need 6 weeks with your kid. Just a vibe. See how it goes.
Take it for a test drive.
Check the temperature. You're the guinea pig. Fucking figure it. You gotta tell me what school's
gonna be.
Figure it out.
First time that we're the guinea pig.
I love it, dude. All the research and the products and it's so great for me. It's so great for me.
You feel relieved.
Well, you heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
Big,
couple years.
Big.
Before I'm 35. How about that? Go ahead.
So that's it for today's podcast. Thank you guys for joining us.
Sponsored by Diaper Genie.
Sponsored by Diaper Genie.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
And I guess Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A cookies.
Baby merch coming soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.